Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts. It's me, JV, and we've got this year a special format, so now it's a three- or four-man podcast, depending on who shows up. But we've got BPAC in the house and AJ Cadman. How you doing, fellas?
Yo, yo, what up?
Why do a four-man pod when you can do a three-man pod?
This guy don't even show up.
Listen, did the Giants win tonight?
No.
Oh, see, well, that's why. You know, he needs some time. They lost, so. But, you know, Danny Dimes.
If they would have recorded this on Friday and they would have still lost.
He wouldn't have shown up.
That doesn't change nothing from nothing.
Danny Dimes looks pretty good out there, I gotta say.
Still a bad pick.
Well, this is a make it or break it.
You know what was funny was.
That's Trubisky. Trubisky's got make it or break it year.
With nobody in the crowd at the Giants Stadium, it looked just like it did last year.
Bro, now you gotta take my jokes.
It looked the same. The stadium looked the same as it did.
It's like 2019.
It's like
did I ever tell you guys? Real quick, I'll just tell you this story about a time I got two tickets to a Giants game in New York. So my buddy, he gave me these tickets. He's like, look, I got these two tickets to the Giants game. And I was driving to the game, and it was kind of a rougher neighborhood. And I pulled over to get gas in the car, and I left the windows down. I ran in, and I left the two tickets on the dashboard. And when I came out, just as you could imagine, someone had thrown two more tickets to the game on the dashboard.
Cuckoo!
Nobody wants to see the Giants.
Oh, man. Big Ben looked, as we record this on Monday night, welcome everybody to the show. As we record this on Monday night, watching Big Ben, he looked a little stiff out there. You know, he took some shots. He had that, he got almost sacked and looked like he hurt his knee a little bit.
Big Ben is fine.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you. Yeah.
Big Ben's fine. He threw three TDs.
Oh, yeah. He was just breaking off the rust.
Bro, I stopped watching the game once I knew I lost. So,
yeah.
Is this your first time getting wine in the bets?
Okay. Here we go.
It's nice, isn't it? It's nice to get wine.
Side bets. There are weekly side bets. And this week, JV was favored by a solid 10. I think it might have been 12 points.
No, it was like, it was like 12, 13.
CBS had BPAC losing by double digits. And so JV, being the snake oil salesman that he is, he's like, how about we bet a bottle of wine? And, you know, BPAC looks at the matchups and he goes, all right, fine, let's bet a bottle of wine. I'm not one to back away. Well, guess what happened, boys? BPAC won by 20 points.
Bro, I'm not the one last year that... How many bottles of wine did you end up buying?
Between fantasy basketball and fantasy football, I lost like a, you know, a case. Well, I was like BevMo last year. I was handing out bottles.
He was due. B was due for this one.
I was handing out
Total wines and BPAC.
Oh, we got a score update. I just beat Caleb.
Is that official? Is it official? Let me look.
I mean,
unless there's a Derrick Henry fumble.
How dare you? How dare you put the voodoo on Derrick Henry?
So as we're recording live at 8:33, Caleb and AJ score just went from 109.5 Caleb to 109.66 AJ. AJ just took the commanding lead of 0.1116.
We knew Caleb wasn't going to show up. after the Giants lost, but he certainly didn't want to have to hear from me on this podcast. So,
man,
so, guys, let's kind of talk a little bit about the formats and how this season's going to go. Every week, we're going to record a pod on Monday night during the second half of the Monday Night Football game. We're going to kind of give some of the updates and some of the league news and notes. We have a couple segments that we're going to do every week, a la NBA on TNT, where each guy has a little segment. AJ is going to be doing the bad beats of the week, where he's going to go through and talk about close games and how the scores didn't quite project what really happened. JV is going to tell you about the craziest thing he saw this week, whether it be a trade proposal, a text through the league, some shenanigans that took place. And I, B-Pack, am going to unveil this year's newest feature. It's B-Packed in a Fool, where I will go through some of the funnier hot takes that took place during the week. If I just kind of jump into this here.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot.
Just looking at live scoring right now, it looks like Linda has indeed secured a W over Perkins. Perkins' team ended with 111. Linda got 124. And it's time for Perkins to eat some crow after that email that he sent where his predictions did not come true.
Perkins got, what was Perkins' grade again? He got a...
He got an A+.
A+. And he was right. I mean, when he was talking about Sean having like great grades, and even myself, there was that year, I think it was 2015 or 16, where I got an A+ in the draft and I went 0-9 for the first 9 games of the season. You know, needless to say, I didn't make the playoffs.
We weren't even sure you were going to win a game that year.
No, I mean, come on now. I don't know if I was doing the podcast that year, it took a break, but if I was, I probably would have stopped picking myself after the, you know, fourth or fifth loss. But then, you know, you think you're going to turn around and win, and then you don't, and you go, I'm not going to lose a sixth game in a row, right? Right.
How many times can the roulette number land on red?
Right, exactly. It was like, you know, just red up and down the little digital display. I couldn't believe it.
It looks like Moyne pulled a statement out of his wallet and dropped it on the counter. He dropped 184 to what happens to be the toughest loss, with Papa Cadman dropping a solid 144. I mean, now that I look at all the scores, Papa Cadman was the fourth highest score of the week. So it's not that bad of a... but as of yesterday, during Sunday's games, it looked like a brutal loss where Papa Cadman brought the thunder, but he just didn't have the lightning that Moyne had. Moyne's team looks good. So Moyne on the side goes, I go, Moyne, just, wow, your team looks so good. These running backs too, I can't believe they did stuff. He said something like, I'm encouraged by them having a bounce back year, both of those guys, Johnson and Gurley, when everyone else left them for dead. Moyne's like the guy who picks up the hitchhiker. Everyone else passes him. Like, no, I'm not picking that fool up. No, someone else will get him, I'm sure. Moyne's like, there's plenty of room. Hop in, Todd Gurley.
It's like that scene in Dumb and Dumber. Hey, there's hitchhikers. Let's pick them up. Mach C E C.
Mach C E C. Bird.
Yeah, I mean, look at his team.
Good hitchhikers, though.
40, I mean, almost 40 points from Russell Wilson. I mean, right. That was a crazy game. Devontae Adams.
Yep.
Yeah, both those games were like game script. They were just both teams. Atlanta is going to put up points. Minnesota, well, I don't even know what they were doing in the second half. But Devontae had 14 catches?
Yeah, he did. Devontae scored 41
catches.
14, two touchdowns, 156.
Oh, man.
I think I told you guys that might be the highest score we see all year. I don't know if anybody's going to get higher than that.
That's, 41. Well, yeah, he had crazy. 40. He had 156 yards, which I think was, I think, the highest. Because you had Ridley B, right? And he had 153? Yeah. Ridley's, yeah. Believe it or not, I didn't believe.
No, Ridley had 130. He had 130.
Oh, 30. I thought he had 150. Oh, maybe.
I'm sure it felt like 150.
It did.
Speaking of that matchup.
Who, our matchup?
Yeah.
Our matchup?
Yeah. I mean, did you really have to give B 5 points with your defense, JB?
Bro, you know, I... Come on now, Minnesota, they have to be better than that in their defense. I mean, this is the vaunted Minnesota Vikings defense. This is, you know, when we're talking about Thor, Thunder and Lightning, this is what I expect.
Guys, real quick, let's pivot. Jason and Ben are in a shootout for the ages. They're both saddled at 108.9 and 108.7. In this game, Jason has Melvin Gordon, who has fumbled already, so he lost 2 points. And Ben's got AJ Brown. Now, ironically, going into tonight, Ben had James Conner, who by all training camp reports said that he was going to have a huge year. And this dude got benched, and maybe now sounds like he's hurt. So this is quite a turn of events. And at the same token, Jason, poor guy, had Mike Thomas. Can't guard Mike, who went all year for me last year, giving me 20 points a game, only caught 3 passes. So this is going to be interesting. Whoever pulls out this win is going to go a long ways for playoffs, because this is one of those steal the game victories. To kind of recap, it looks like there's 6 teams in the one going to the 1-0 party, and there'll be 6 teams going to the 0-1 party.
Aren't there always 6 teams?
Well, this year, this week, there's exactly 6.
We don't call him the best commish in all the land for nothing with those math skills.
Do we call him that? Moyne's hosting
the 1-0 party with the highest score, and it looks like. Perkins. Nope, JV. It looks like it's going to be you hosting the 0-1 party with the lowest score.
Come on, man.
At least your Raiders won. At least your Raiders won.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So why don't we do this? Let's hop into some of these segments before this gets too long-winded. JV. Let's start with AJ this week. We'll rotate, but let's start with AJ. AJ, why don't you walk us through your segment this week?
All right, so my segment is the bad beat or beats of the week. Not like, you know, beats like beatboxing, but like some like
like Dwight Schrute. Dwight Schrute, exactly. Beats.
Dwight Schrute beats. Yes, the beat farm. Yeah, we should call this AJ's beat farm.
There you go.
There you go. There it is. See, on the fly, on the spot, we get it.
So it's interesting because it's Monday night doubleheader, and as B and JV have mentioned, there's a few matchups that are kind of going down to the wire right now. So Jason and Ben, that is separated by 0.2. One of those fools is probably going to have a bad beat. Depends on whichever of their players ends up, you know, whether it be MG3 or AJ Brown. You know, whoever ends up busting it out the rest of the way, that's going to be tough.
Their projections right now is 114.9 for Jason and 114.96 for Ben. Like, it's coming down to 0.0 something, like 0.06, 0.05. It's going to be such a crazy close score.
Was that sorry to interrupt the beat farm, But was that a real fumble by Melvin? It wasn't like the Amari Cooper fumble where it didn't get corrected till overnight?
No, this one looks like he really dropped it.
Okay.
So we got three bad beats. That's one of them. Anselmo and Nima, you know, one less than 2 points. Nima edged it out after Juju went off in Monday Night Football. Juju had 25 points, and he was, you know, less than 2 points short for that victory. So props to Nima for, you know, bringing it home. A-Rod is not done. That dude, 39 points out of what university?
That's UC right. Berkeley.
The U.
UC Go Berkeley. Bears. You tell the story. You tell the whole damn world this is Bears territory.
That's a first. We got Kamish singing for y'all. And the other potential bad beat, you know, we just talked about myself and Caleb. Literally, the 0.06 is separating us right now. If Derrick Henry did nothing else.
Bro, you beat him so bad he didn't want to come on the show. This dude took a sabbatical. He's like, I can't get on the pod.
So definitely Caleb and Selmo, you know, bad beats for the week. And we don't know about Jason and Ben. We'll have to find out in week two's podcast. So that's AJ's bad beats on the beat farm, beats of the week.
Oh, I guess Henry didn't score here for you. I was watching your score. I guess he didn't.
Well done.
Dude, don't worry about my score. We're about your team. We're about the fact that you had the 12th highest scoring week out of 12.
Bro, I didn't know. Can we do sponsors? You got Workday on there?
Presented by no one.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, the show's presented by no one.
Okay, AJ, I mean, JV, why don't you hop into your segment for the week?
Sure. So, you know, there was a lot of crazy things going on. You know, one of my top contenders this week was the tight end on the Ravens who had that one-handed end zone catch. But I think for me, it was watching Cam in the Patriots uniform and Belichick's nonstop campaign to actually destroy Cam this year running him 50 times and getting everything out of him and leaving him broken and bruised by the end of this season.
Craziest thing I saw was Cam's outfit.
Yeah, Cam's outfit was pretty crazy too. But I wanted to play this clip here. Tommy.
Oh my goodness.
Tommy.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh, halftime. Woo! That was a good play just before half.
I got a clip here. We're going to play clip 5, Tommy, if you can cue that up. And here's Cam. Here's Cam going in for that touchdown with just barely touching the pylon and getting just drilled in the process.
And then you've got the play. You like it? Go ahead and snap it.
He's going to run it. Inside the 10, inside the 5.
Boom!
Touchdown, call on the field.
I mean, Cam's a big guy. But I still think that hit's got to hurt. But I thought that was kind of the craziest thing, sort of summing that up in a culmination of what's happened in the offseason, that Cam being the Patriot quarterback. Now, you could say Tom Brady throwing 2 interceptions and 1 for a pick 6, which is, I think it's been how many years since he's thrown 2 picks in a game? And as I think we were all thinking the same thing, he just looked old and tired and busted.
Bro, that's my quarterback. Shut up.
I go, guys, Tom Brady looks old and busted. And AJ goes, I have him in 3 leagues.
I do. I'm all in. All in on Tampa Bay.
I mean, he still threw for 24 points. I mean, that's not bad. That's not bad, but still.
Hey, I mean, I like their game script because their defense can't stop nobody.
The vaunted
the vaulted Buccaneer defense.
Bro, they got ran by the Saints 34-23.
Bro, you're gonna get run by the Saints. who the Saints aren't gonna run? Riddle me that.
Not the Raiders in week two, not without Michael Thomas.
Wow, is that a prediction?
Bro, the first game in Allegiant Stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's in Vegas.
Homie.
By the way, that means nothing. It might as well be in their backyard. It don't matter. Nobody's gonna be there.
That is true. Are they still not gonna have fans for week two? Was Kansas City the only game that had fans, right?
I think this game tonight's Monday night game had like 5,000 like close friends and family.
Yeah, Denver's got some folks. Yeah, you're right.
Is that because the virus doesn't live in that?
JV, not to step on your take for a crazy thing I saw, but you left out the game-winning drive where Dak Prescott threw it to Michael Gallup, and they called offensive PI with Ramsey selling the interference.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy too. I was another contender. I was watching that live as well, and of course, yeah, I was cursing at that point because I needed the points. But that's probably up there too. I'd say that's a crazy one. You look at it, you review it, and on slow-mo, and it doesn't look like that bad. They're both playing, for position there, and I don't know. You hate to see the refs
I hadn't seen a push off like that since Caleb sprayed that water in the back of my neck when we were in line at Disneyland, and I lunged forward. It was like a push off, and I pushed the person in front of me in Disneyland line, and it became a whole scene.
I don't remember. I wasn't there. I wasn't invited.
JV was there.
Yeah, I remember. That was the same trip where Caleb unfolded the stroller off the tram when he and I were getting off the tram, and the Coke bottle snapped out. It was like stuck in the stroller, I guess, and then when he folded it out, it like snapped in between the hinges. And I'm not embellishing it. It flew out of the stroller and hit the lady next to us in the hip. she just like cried out like she'd been shot. It's like they shoot. And of course, when you tell the story back, it's always like, it hit her and she grabbed her hip or her leg and she like fell to the ground. She's like, why don't we get into the last segment here with Be Packed in a Fool.
Okay, what's up everybody? Thanks for tuning in. Smash that subscribe button at the bottom down there. Hit that like button, and why don't you follow for the season? You're tuned in now to Be Packed in a Fool. I'm going to go through some of the craziest things that I saw take place from managers this week in our league. This is not the list. Okay, guys, not the list that you want to get on. Number three for Be Packed in a Fool. You guys can vote. Goes to Linda, the old ball and chain. Oh,
wow.
Linda,
wow,
who left 99.46 points on her bench. I mean, her bench,
what?
Pretty much outscored JV's starting run.
Bro, I didn't see that. Oh, wow.
She left 99.46 points on her bench.
Oh, yeah, Crowder. Yeah, Crowder ran crazy.
If she had an optimal lineup, Perkins not only would eat crow, but he would eat some more
pro. don't be doing the optimal lineup. Come on now. That's for first year. That's for amateurs.
OL, bro. The OL. All right, number two. Number two, be packed in a full candidate, goes to none other than Nima Shokat, who didn't start Cam Akers, his fifth round pick. He didn't start Raheem Mostert, his sixth round pick, but instead he started some clown named Boston Scott, his 12th round selection, who gave Nima a total of 7.4 points, while Mostert sat on his bench with a whopping 25.1 points. Nima's lucky to pull out this win this week by less than 1 point. No thanks to his manager lineup. Okay, and the last.
Actually, I think it's less than 2 points, right? 1.76.
Yeah, 1.76. Bro, it just sounded better. Less than one.
Less than one. That's right.
And now,
fake news
for the final last number one spot on the Be Packed in the Fool list goes to my friend, my co-host, JV, who started the Vikings defense. And got him a minus 5 points. Essentially, it was like BPAC had an extra roster spot. I was starting extra players. You get a player, you get a player, you get a player.
Dude, how is that number one when Linda left 99 points on her bench?
The Vikings were my third best scoring player, the third lowest on my list. I had players on my team score less than JV's defense scored for me. So anyways, guys, I want you to vote down below. Smash that subscribe, leave a comment.
Who's voting where? Are you sending out a poll?
On the site, on CBS.
it's your boy, the Persian Bay Area Prince.
Wait, are you really doing a poll for the Packed in a Fool?
What's that?
Are you really doing a poll for Be Packed in a Pool?
No,
Pool?
It's just part of the stitch.
Oh, well, why don't you actually do one? Because you could do polls.
Bro, anybody got time to post polls?
Take like,
yeah, that's what he has. That's what he has.
Like 3 minutes.
That's what AJ.
That's what AJ does. AJ,
post a poll.
Bro, it'd be like inside the NBA with the, you know, you text, you know, 30502 to whatever for
Ernie's Nito stat of the night
for JaVale McGee for the 100th time.
All right. Well, that's your inaugural Be Packed.
Poor JaVale.
That's something to bring up. You know, you guys know, even though the Raiders have left Oakland and they're in Las Vegas, they are still the local broadcast here in the Bay Area. So we get Niners and Raider games as opposed to, you know, like one of the LA teams getting the Chargers or Rams. We're stuck watching these clowns in silver and black.
Bro, you best watch your mouth.
Might be 2-0 next week. We'll see.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, all right. I think that does it for this evening in this show, or, you know, whenever you're going to listen to it, right? So thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and Edelman, for the inaugural season, week one. What are we now in the BPAC? You said 15 seasons now. Is this the 15th season?
Yeah. I mean, I'm calling it 15, but I think it might actually be longer.
It's probably 15.
Well, the stats on the league website go 10.
Well, we went, but I think we were in Yahoo for a couple years.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's been, you know, probably 15.
You know what would be fun if anybody has the ability is to find out who's still who's been in the league since the jump. Like, I know people have left and others have stayed, others have joined, but who are like the founding members of this league?
Well, I think it's
sounds like a job for Elias. Is that what they call it?
According the sports to bureau, yeah.
According to Elias, the last time this happened was 17 years ago.
Who's Elias?
Elias is like the sports
stat boy
sports site that like houses every statistic from all the time. If you want to know if anybody's ran a kickoff back more than 99 yards, you check with Elias.
Oh, bro, I didn't know this site was. I could have used this site for years doing this stupid show, giving stats out my nose. All right, so we'll wrap this up. So for the Ladies and Edelman podcast, I'm JV.
I'm B-Pack.
And I'm AJ.
That was and nice coordination.
At the show.
At the game.
At the game.
All right, later.